The other day, I stumbled across a book called Proof of Heaven. I had time to kill and a latte in hand, so I started reading. Somehow, I'd never heard of this controversial account of a neurosurgeon's near-death experience and how it converted an agnostic into a believer. The book is a bestseller. What people argue about is whether it should be on the nonfiction or the fiction list. I finished the book the day after hearing a story on WHYY's new health and science show, The Pulse. It was about anesthesia. From The Pulse, I learned this startling fact. Even though millions of surgical patients each year get put under without incident, medical science doesn't understand precisely how anesthesia works. Those two dots, proof of heaven and anesthesia, connect for me in a way that speaks to the tired, misleading debate between faith and science. The riddle of anesthesia points to a deeper mystery that science has not solved: consciousness. One pat answer, that consciousness is just the product of electrical impulses in the brain, really doesn't fit all the evidence, which is Dr. Eben Alexander's point in Proof of Heaven. When a nearly fatal bacterial onslaught put Alexander into a deep coma a few years ago, his cerebral cortex basically shut down. As doctors prepared to call him a goner, Alexander suddenly woke up. And while in the coma, he says, his consciousness went on a journey through realms that sounded an awful lot like traditional visions of purgatory and heaven. His narrative of this journey is freaky. But it's clear he believes it happened, even though he asserts that in such a coma, he shouldn't have been able to experience or remember such events. Inevitably, debunkers have arisen to question Alexander's credibility, and I can't umpire that dispute. My point is this. Though combative rationalists sometimes assert that science will eventually explain all the questions that religious myth once addressed, their conviction is as much an act of faith as is my belief in the Holy Trinity. From anesthesia to dark matter, science's noble and exhilarating quest to decode the universe still occasionally must pause to bow its head before the inexplicable. The deepest puzzle of all is not how the universe is put together, but what it all means. And that is the province of faith, not telescopes or test tubes. I'm Chris Cetullo.